Outback Stations, the life and times of Australia's biggest cattle and sheep properties. Written by Evan McHugh and read by David Tredinnick. I would like to spread before you a world of rhythm and light, a world of beauty and fear, of rushing water and slow-burning dry season fires. It is a realm where lightning strikes for nights on end, where clouds form ranks and phalanxes that stretch for hundreds of kilometres across flat plains, where rivers rush down bare savanna watercourses and enliven the dead earth. Nicholas Rothwell, Travels in the Northern Realm, The Monthly, July 2008. Reproduced by kind permission. In the midst of a wintry Hunter Valley dawn, I drove my Land Cruiser past the still-sleeping cottage I called home, the leafless vineyard on one side and the hulking forms of cattle on the other, turned out of the driveway and began the first of several journeys into the outback of Australia. I drove past the manicured estates that allowed moneyed Sydneysiders to feel like lords of all they surveyed, then on past horse studs that were a household name around the country. On through towns like Merriwa and Dungog, where pretense gives way to practicality, and the Great Dividing Range gives way to country that lifts and falls in gentle undulations like breathing. By the time I reached Queensland, the skies were larger, the treeless plains more common, and red sandhills started to appear. When the fences disappeared and wandering stock lifted their heads to watch me pass, I felt the heart of the outback was growing near. When at last my wheels touched unsealed road and the sense of freedom that permeates wide open spaces was inescapable, I was finally there. My objective was to explore a phenomenon that doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. While many Australian stations are large, covering thousands of square kilometres, some are truly enormous. Nowhere else will you find not one, but many places that cover more than 1 million hectares, or 2.5 million acres. By comparison, the biggest property in any other country is King Ranch in Texas, which in 2012 covered just 334,000 hectares. Slightly less than 1 million acres. In Australia, dozens of properties are bigger.